show. This is a one-hour special put on by MMA Madhouse Productions. Your host tonight will be Lapaki and myself, Skippy. We're going to be talking with DJ, the protege, Linderman, about his fight at the World Series of Fighting against Anthony Rumble Johnson. Lapaki, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, my man. I'm pretty stoked to be talking to DJ, man. Kind of pretty awesome. He's taking the time out after the weigh-ins to chat us up. And be curious to see how the weight cut went and what he plans on grubbing down on tonight. Because we all know DJ likes to eat.
Hold on a second. Let's see who we got here. Hey, welcome to the Rogue Show. Who are we talking with? Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, DJ!
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, brother. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just sitting at the buffet.
I knew it. What I tell you, Skippy?
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad I didn't bet my house. I'd be homeless right now.
What was the first thing you put in your mouth?
Oh, some pasta was the first.
So how was your weight cut? Because I know yesterday you were pretty close. You told me you were only about a little over a pound off. So how was it?
Well, yesterday, it was about, I cut 9 pounds yesterday and 7 pounds today.
Oh, wow.
I was eating. I was feeling good, though. It wasn't like a draining kind of cut, you know. I felt great all the way through it. I wasn't too dehydrated. I woke up today, went down there like 10 this morning and checked my weight. I was like 211 or 212 and then cut down and made 205.6.
Right on. Well, congratulations on making weight. From what I understand, your opponent also made weight, so this is a fight that's now set to rock off tomorrow at the World Series of Fighting.
Oh, definitely, man. This is going to be the fight to watch on the card. There are so many great fights, though, but this one is going to be explosive.
I agree.
So, DJ, how did camp wrap up for you? I know that you guys got to Vegas, I think, Sunday or Monday of this week. You've been down there for the last few days. How's everything been since you've been in Vegas?
It's been good, man. It's kind of crazy sitting here watching, like, trucks roll by with the billboards on the side and stuff with us on it, me and Devin on it, you know. It's been kind of crazy. It's kind of surreal. You know, it's a big show, and, like, this is probably the biggest show yet. I feel like I've been in.
Now, you and Devin have trained together. You guys have fought each other on multiple occasions. How does it feel to both be on the poster of the inaugural World Series of Fighting card?
It feels great, man. Like, he did a lot in his career, and so have I. And it feels great that we could train together, and these guys, World Series, has brought us in to fight on their card together. They know we did what we did.
It's definitely really cool to see that poster earlier today that you posted with you on that billboard up. You know, when you see something like that, obviously it's an exciting, thrilling moment, but does it in any way, shape, or form build you up, like a little egotistically maybe?
No, man. It's just surreal to me. It's nothing like that. No big head here. I come from a small town, you know. It's been a little craziness down here. But, you know, I like the attention, you know. It's funny. I don't get, like, Anthony goes by someone, oh, they know who that is. But, like, I went by this. These people from World Series were out there selling tickets out on the street. And they're like, oh, you want to buy a ticket? I was like, I believe I don't need to buy one. And they're like, oh, shit. Oh, good luck, man.
Well, tomorrow is your chance to really put your name on the map, DJ. How excited are you about that?
Oh, I am excited, man. This is the biggest fight of my career right now. You know, I'm just so happy to be here fighting for World Series and getting the chance to show the world what I can do with my skills against a guy like Anthony Johnson.
Well, you know, that's something a lot of fans out there are talking about is this fight on this card. I mean, don't, like we said earlier, there's a lot of great competitors on this card tomorrow, but I got to say, this fight has, for you, giving up titles, giving up future title shots for other organizations, which we've talked about previous, you know, you've put everything on the line here, and with this victory, I believe this catapults you to where you should be, and that's inside the top 10. How do you feel that this fight does for your career in the way of getting you to that next level with a win?
I feel like this fight, getting a win, like over Anthony Johnson, isn't a concrete me in there with those elite top 10 fighters out there. There's no way they could turn their heads and say that I'm not a top 10 fighter in the world with a big win over Anthony Johnson, you know? Nobody could really turn their heads to that. It makes me feel good that I could be in this kind of situation in my career.
Well, and this is what you've trained for your whole life. This is that day that you put everything on the table. Do you feel that this camp was more successful than your previous camps?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I don't know if you watched the weigh-ins. Myself, I feel like I'm more leaner in this fight, better cardio, like just ready to come strong in this fight, better than any other fight I ever did.
Well, you definitely looked impressive at the weigh-ins. I thought you didn't look drawn out. I thought you looked healthy. I thought you actually looked great. I'm a fan of you, period, wherever you like to fight. But I will say that you definitely look impressive for a 205er, man. You looked great.
I felt great, man. I'm not used to being smiling, you know, having fun in the back. I was chilling. I wasn't hurting on dehydration or nothing. Just having fun and relaxed, you know. Like, typically that's how I am when I'm fighting a heavyweight, not usually 205. But this camp went so well and the cut went so easy that I was able to just feel good before the weigh-ins.
Well, you know, for everybody out there, you're going to be able to go to NBC Sports and watch this stuff. I also believe there's a link on their Facebook to the copy of the stream, too. So you guys should be out there and support DJ and all the fighters on the card. Now, you know, DJ, you've got basically 24 hours till you're doing work. Now that you're at the buffet, are you going to go home or up to the hotel and relax? Are you going to go out and get a massage? You going to go out and have some fun? What's your plan for the night?
Right now we're just walking walking the strip right now with a bunch of friends that came down and stuff like that, and family from Wairika. There's about 20 of us down here. I don't know if you heard the audio during the weigh-ins, but it got pretty loud in there. They're a bunch of crazy crew, you know. It's going to go pretty well with having family and stuff here, and we're going to go out and have a good time tonight. I'll kick back, have a nice little bath. You know, everybody was laughing their asses off because I went back to my room and kicked back, had a little bubble bath going.
Hold on, am I talking to DJ Linderman here?
Yep.
Now, DJ, you fought for a lot of great organizations, and I got to ask you, coming into this, having a guy like Ray Sefo behind this organization, have you seen some small differences that you find as a positive as a fighter coming to this organization?
Definitely, man. Ray was a fighter himself, you know. He knows how it feels to be us out there. It's awesome to have him as the president. He knows everything we go through. Not some guy just coming in and not knowing nothing, being trying to make the money. You know, he knows what we have to go through. So it's great to have him leading us through this.
Yeah, we got to talk to him yesterday for a little bit. We were guests on another show, and we got to spend a few minutes with him. And you know, I'm super excited to see what he does. Now, can we ask you, is this a single-fight contract or a multiple-fight contract?
This is a multi-fight deal. I signed a three-fight deal with him, which is good, you know. It cements me for three great fights with the World Series of Fighting. I'm thankful that they hit me up and wanted me to fight for them, you know. They're going to be one of the top organizations in the world.
I totally love the concept that they're bringing. I like the way that they're doing their productions, their media blitzes and everything. I'm a fan of Cepho anyway, you know, as a K-1 kid. So, you know, it's nice to see the new competition actually have a background, like you said, and not a guy in a suit. So, with all that being said, tomorrow night, obviously having a president who's a fighter, he's expecting every one of you guys to leave this in the ring. Do you feel that that's a better for the fans? Because a promoter who was a fighter matched these fights up that with that mentality, knowing that you and Anthony would not lay and pray. You guys are going to come out there and bang it out.
Oh, definitely. It's great to have a fighter as a promoter because he knows everything you have to go through, and he knows what the people want out there. And as a fighter, people want great fights, and he put together such a great card of fighters because he is a fighter, you know. It wasn't like – this is the most balanced card I've ever seen out there. He expects great fights out of us and to put it out online out there in that cage and to leave it in a cage. And we get that from him, and we're going to give him that respect, and he gives us plenty back.
DJ, besides your fight, if you were just looking at this fight card, what is maybe two fights that you would tell the fans, you know, these are probably two fights you don't want to miss?
Oh, definitely, you know, the Gerald Harris-Josh Berkman fight is going to be an explosive fight right there itself. The Devin Cole versus Andre Arlovski right there is going to be an explosive fight. You got a guy that likes to take people down, like Cole, and ground and pound. You got a guy like Arlovski that'll stand and bang, and Cole will stand and bang. I did it with him. standing in training. I know he'll stand there and bang with you. So those are two fights that are, other than mine, that people got to see.
Now, you did mention just now that you've got a good contingent of people there with you in Vegas. It's been a while since you fought this close to home. I think your last fight this close to Wairika was probably Bill Widler last year when you defeated him via submission. How different of a feeling does that give you knowing that, you know what, you're not in uncharted territory or necessarily on the enemy's turf like you have been, where you've been across the Atlantic, you fought in Quebec, you fought in Texas. Now you're pretty close to home. How much of a different feeling does that provide you?
It gives me a great feeling, man. Being here on the West Coast, compared to being across where I felt a little isolated, you know, away from everybody. Here I got people around me, people that can come close from my hometown, you know, and people all over on the West Coast and the Northwest know who I am, and it's just great to have that kind of support and everything like that.
I imagine so. Now, did you take it easy on Tommy during this weight cut, or did you kind of have to, like, use him as a punching bag while the weight cut was going on?
I'll let you ask him all about that. There you go.
Tommy.
What up, bro?
Not much, bro. What's going on, man?
Oh, just getting some dinner.
How was DJ during the weight cut, man? Were you able to handle him, or did he get a little cranky at times?
Yeah, he got a little cranky, but he does that just because. But it was actually a pretty easy weight cut.
And you're going to be in his corner. Who else are you guys going to have in the corner tomorrow?
Oh, we got another one of our fighters at the gym, Travis Dansbury.
Is the show going to make it down there, or is he back in Cali resting from last weekend's brawl?
He's running the gym for us back home right now.
So how does DJ look to you at 205? We know his last few fights have been at heavyweight. What are you expecting to see out of him tomorrow?
Well, I mean, as far as, you know, camp's gone, it's gone real well. So, I mean, just naturally I would expect DJ to be, you know, hungry and in good shape, you know. And then his game plan is obviously he has to push the pace and get in his face and, you know, throw big bombs and hang heavy on him. So, you know, naturally, I'm expecting with everything going good and how hungry he is, he's going to come out there and be on fire. You know, typically DJ's a late starter, but for this camp. We kind of initiated some new things, and hopefully kick him off and get him going early in these rounds and try to put the pace and break him down and take him out early, you know, late in the rounds.
Now, typically when Rumble has fought guys, he's normally had the strength advantage. DJ is coming down from heavyweight, and I don't see that being the case in this fight at all. I think that DJ is going to have a strong strength advantage in this fight. And what kind of psychological advantage do you think that could give him against a guy who's normally used to having that power dominance over his opponent?
Yeah, you know, with Anthony, we kind of got the vibe from him at weigh-ins that he felt like he was going to be the stronger fighter. I don't know if that was psychological warfare, if he really believes that, but truthfully, there's no way he's gonna feel like that in the cage, because, I mean, DJ's hung with some real big, solid guys. I mean, Rich Hell, you know, I mean, he went toe-to-toe with him, and there's no way Anthony's got more power than Rich Hell, guys at that caliber. So he might believe it now, you know, but when we get out there, DJ's going to show. DJ has a good chin. DJ has a good gas tank. You know, he's got heavy hands. So, I mean, we're expecting DJ to put a war for sure.
And I also think DJ will have the power advantage in the grappling, because as we saw with Dale Mitchell, I don't know that Anthony Rumble Johnson would be able to do that belly to back the way that DJ did in that fight.
But we were even telling people that, you know, a lot of the hype around Anthony is just I mean, natural hype from what he's done at 170. But I mean, DJ's proven that he can hang with the big guys, you know. And I mean, we've seen it again when the little guys step up to the big guys. Typically, they get beat up. DJ hasn't been beat up, you know. So going down from the big guys to the little guys, I don't think it's going to affect DJ at all. I mean, and then on top of that, we got a lot of small guys in our gym. We've been trying to mimic Anthony as much as possible.
With that being said, that's a great, you know, lead into the question is, how difficult was it to get people with that same style and body structure into the gym to prepare DJ?
That's difficult just because. I mean, I have a lot of diversity just in my game plan. So, I mean, I kind of studied him. And just, I mean, I don't necessarily mimic exactly what he is, but I mean, I threw some things out there and brought some guys in, but it's kind of hard just to mimic him just because he's so, you know, he's kind of unique and he throws tricky stuff and stuff like that. But we incorporated that into our sparring and our grappling, and you know, DJ's timings. DJ goes against small guys, so his timing's on. You know, Anthony's not going to be able to bring something that he hasn't seen. The timing's not going to be anything quicker than he's used to seeing. It's just going to be a littler guy. So, you know, I mean, a littler guy with a little height, you know, behind his name, just because he's been in the UFC. But DJ's hungry. DJ wants to be in the UFC. So right now it's his moment, you know, it's his time. So he got to go out there and just put on the line and fight like it's his life out there. And, you know what I'm saying, that's our goal, get that W, move on to the next fight, see what's going on next. You know, it takes out a big guy right now, it's going to open up a lot of doors.
Now, you're blessed. You get to be around DJ, you know, and see the different, you know, camps for his fights. And how much different is he for this camp than he was for the world title shot at Cage Warriors?
Well, when he fought Cage Warriors, you know, he was in good shape for that fight too. You know, I mean, just this camp has gone real well for him. So, you know, there hasn't been any problems in the camp, so that's not going to be an excuse. You know, we had a lot of sponsors that backed us up this fight, so we had a lot of extra help outside of it. You know, that helped us with our eating and getting different camps going and bringing different things in there. So that was kind of a benefit, and then. You know, just having all these extra fights since Cage Warriors builds confidence, and then knowing that Rumble's a big name, I mean, that drives DJ. So just having the hype behind Rumble is a key motivator for DJ to perform well.
Now for me as a fan, you know, putting this fight and his last fight at Cage Warriors with Hayes, if you were to look at it on paper, I felt like Hayes is a tougher opponent. DJ showed a lot of people in that fight at a heavier weight that he had a cardio to go for days. how much better in your mind is your cardio at 205 than it was at heavy?
Oh, well, I mean, DJ's cardio is never questionable. You could probably call him on an out-of-shape day, and he'd be good cardio just because his heart's so big and he's mentally tough, you know. But, I mean, yeah, dude, cardio's good. We live 2,200 feet up in the air. We got clean air. We got low distraction. So there's a lot of time to train. You know, we got a good, tight group where we're from. So there's a lot of positive people in the gym. And then, you know, DJ's, like I said, dude, it's just a big fight. So training right now is going real well. He's been extra hungry, putting in the extra time. So I'm expecting. But, you know, then again, we got a 15-minute fight. You know, we're not fighting a 25-minute fight. So that's why I'm saying that we got to really get out there and get after it early in that round and mentally wear on him, physically wear on him, break him down. And, you know what I'm saying, as soon as that starts happening, we need to go for the kill. We're definitely looking for a finish, you know.
You being somebody who helps him prepare his game plan and knowing, you know, the last, we'll say, 8 to 10 fights of Anthony Johnson, he's had cardio issues in some of those. Is that a strong game plan that you guys are hoping to take advantage of and test his cardio?
For sure, for sure. Okay. I mean, just because of, you know, obviously he's had the problems in the past. So, I mean, yeah, we're going to, even if it's not an issue now, we're going to definitely try to expose it, you know. He looks mentally weak. You know, even at 205, you know, not to downgrade or anything, but he doesn't look like he has a lot of power, in my opinion. You know, like, he looked big at 170, but this is 170, and DJ's a pretty heavy, you know, heavy guy at 205. So I'm just expecting DJ to be coming out there, getting his face and grind him.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we're hoping to see is DJ's hand raised at the end of the night. I believe that DJ definitely has the cardio. I believe that DJ has the power. I don't see Anthony, especially after seeing DJ take that nasty knee and come back and win. I mean, 99.9% of guys would have been knocked out cold and never had a chance. So
totally.
We know DJ's got a chin. I don't believe Anthony has the power to knock him out or to play the clinch game up tight and use the upper body strength against DJ. I think DJ will lean on him and use his upper strength. So on paper and as a fan, I feel like DJ's got a great victory ahead of him. As somebody who takes care of him, how do you feel when you see that he's, you know, a 3 or 4 to 1 underdog?
I mean, you know, DJ likes the underdog role, man. So really when he comes out the underdog, that's right where DJ wants to be. You know, he's here to prove people wrong. So, I mean, that's all right. You know, and like I said, Anthony's got a lot of hype behind him. You can't take away what he's done already with his career. So that alone is what kind of drives people. But, you know, with this hype too, we don't want it to go to decision. You know, we don't want to get caught with DJ maybe falling into his game plan and staying on that outside range and letting him maybe use kickboxing and build up points kind of scenario and just kind of squeak out a little victory, you know. So we're going to grind him hard. I mean, we've been trying to psychological warfare him on the Twitter, and, you know, we're trying to get into his head. Yeah, he ate a cookie at the weigh-ins for him. he actually had a chocolate chip cookie in his mouth when they did the square off.
I did hear that Anthony was really upset about the mouth guard.
He didn't like it. He retweeted me and said it was a cute little mouthpiece, and DJ's going to be counting sheep. But, I mean, that's hype. You know, Rumble knows it's not an easy fight. And if Rumble thinks it's going to be an easy fight, he's tripping. DJ's never going to be an easy fight.
Hey, we got to drop in a fan question. A fan wants to know who got the bubble bath for DJ.
You talking about the bubble bath? I mean, that's just what we do to get ready for fights. it's a real good therapy, you know. We're in a real stressful situation right now, so.
you know, I got
to say, that wasn't as bad as the Asian mall massage people in the last fight. Yeah, but we do. I mean, you know, tonight I'm going to give him an ice bath. He ain't going to be liking that too much, but.
And you're not going to be in there with him, are you, Tommy?
I'm going to be holding him in there, but not in there with him. Totally. No, then we're at the photo shoot, and they're asking DJ to oil up with some baby oil for his photo shoot. He turns to me and asks me to hit his back. They're not even taking pictures of your back.
Oh shit, that's some good stuff right there.
Hey, here's DJ.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, we were just hearing the story about the oil down incident at the photo shoot. They don't provide, like, some girls to oil you down, at least?
No, you got the guys. You should have seen Miguel Torres. His guys were wiping them all down, and he was all doing little, I don't know what you would call them, little actions, like putting his pinky up to the side, like doing a little Vogue stuff, and like he didn't think anybody was capturing it, and they were snapping shots.
Oh, those are going to be some great photos. Now, now when you go to a photo shoot like that and you got all the fighters there, does the animosity, does it stop between the two fighters while they're busy, or does it stay going?
No, it's pretty chill. Like, I don't think any of these fighters have any animosity outside of the cage. Like, leading up to it, there might be some, but they're not going to put it out there. They got enough respect for each other, you know?
Love that answer, man. I love that answer. So, Bach, are you still with us?
Yeah, buddy, I'm here. Oh, I was just chilling, man.
Oh, you got quiet. I was like, hold on, man.
I was still laughing about the bubble bath and the body oil and the ice bath. You know, I mean.
Hey, we get pretty comfy with ourselves.
you gonna do a petty Manny too, or?
I was thinking about it, petty. You know, like making it look nice. You know, when Anthony's laying out my feet, you know, at the end of the fight.
You know, actually, I used to know some guys that played in the NFL, DJ, and every game day, man, they got a pedicure because it said that made their feet feel so good that they felt a lot lighter on them, and they actually thought they performed better.
Huh. Not me. You know, Tommy's that guy. He's the one always getting the pedis done.
He's like, I know where all the little Korean shops are. We can go down there and get one.
So, DJ, how much better does your cardio feel at 205 than it does at say 225 or 230? Or is there really a difference because your cardio is always like, I mean, you guys at DSC always seem to come in great shape no matter what. You're ready to go the full 15 minutes where we see a lot of guys, you know, they train for maybe 3 or 4 minutes and they go balls out. You guys down there are consistently capable to go into the deeper waters of a fight. So how is there a difference in your cardio on this one, or is it just top notch as always?
You know, it's always top notch, but you know, I increased more rounds for this camp. I just feel like there's nothing he could do to put my cardio down at all. You're gonna see it just like you've seen at Cage Warriors in the fifth round. I'm sitting there blasting shots off, moving around with head movement, everything. It's just because we work so hard in the gym. You know, it's that saying, you know, train hard, fight easy, you know. It's what we do in the gym is what shows in the cage.
It's true.
Now, this is not only a big fight for you, but it's also, in a way, a big fight for your gym there. Can you maybe talk about that and how that might put you guys more on the map with people outside of the West Coast?
I definitely feel like it's in a we're gonna have more followers on our website for our gym. They're gonna notice it's not your typical Team Quest or ATT. They're gonna take a second look at that and be like, these guys aren't training with these high level fighters. Us fighters, other fighters out there, are gonna be like, who are these guys and how can I train with them? And I'm glad they could be able to look at us like that, you know. And I think it's gonna happen.
Oh, I do. I think you're the best kind of poster boy for a gym. Somebody who has obviously collected titles and turned down other title shots to be where you are today, and you know, to continue winning and improving like you have been. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you've got to feel like not only are you fighting and winning for yourself, but you're also fighting and winning for the reputation of your gym.
Definitely. I want to make my gym proud that for what they do to train me and spend as much time on me as they do, you know. And it's all of us there. We spend so much time with each other, getting each other ready for fights, that we're out there trying to make our gym proud, you know. And it feels great to be able to come out here and put my gym out there in a world televised bout like it is, and to get the recognition that we deserve.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to you at the World Series of Fighting, not just winning tomorrow, but winning multiple times. And you know, hopefully, you know, they keep bringing these tests to you, and hopefully people keep believing that you're not the real deal, and you just keep knocking people out and taking what you want, because I love it. You know, the Michael Hayes fight, you know, everybody said you were such a huge underdog. Your hands couldn't stand with him. He had better conditioning. He was ready for that. You showed everybody all day long. You picked them apart for 5 rounds, and you were still jumping around at the end, and I believe we're going to see another fight just like that where you're done winning and your hands raised in victory and you're still ready to go. You know, and for everybody out there, they need to get out there tomorrow. If you're in Vegas, Planet Hollywood, otherwise NBC Sports, prelims start at 4:30. So I'm definitely looking forward to your fight tomorrow. I believe in my book, this is probably your biggest fight to date, but I do not believe it's your toughest.
Mentally, it's my biggest to date. Physically, I believe I've had tougher fighters out there, you know. I just can't wait to get out there and show everybody else, show everybody how that is.
Well, you know, I want to let you be able to finish eating and get some rest and everything. I really appreciate, after weigh-ins, you taking a half hour from Madhouse to come on here and hang out with us, you and Tom. Do you guys want to get some shout-outs? We'll start with you. Anything you want, you know the routine. Go for it.
I mean, I'd like to thank all my guys out there, you know, back home at Do Something Athletics, you know, all the way from the amateurs all the way up to the pros. Like, they've all had a piece to do with my training, you know. I'd like to thank some of my sponsors out there, like Dom Fight Gear, Training Mask, Clinch Mouth Guards for sure. They're great guys. Let's see, Round Tables, they're hooking me up. They're having viewing parties for us back home, our sports bars back home. And for people to hit us up on Twitter, Twitter is at the Protege. Hit me up, add me, come follow me, and see what I can do.
Well, hey, good luck, brother. LaPac, do you want to say anything before we jump to Tommy?
I just want to, hey, DJ, you know, best of luck, brother. We'll be sending a lot of positive vibrations your way, bro, and looking forward to you doing some work tomorrow night. And, you know, Madhouse will be definitely cheering your name the whole time, bro.
All right, man. Thank you guys for having me and for being one of your sponsored fighters, man.
Hey, we love it, dude. And, hey, eat some food, relax. We'll talk to Tommy, and you have a good night, brother.
All right, man.
Tommy, say what up real quick. Hey, before we wrap up with you guys, we wanted to tell you, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to come on after a weigh-in for World Series of Fighting for the DJ Linderman-Anthony Rumble fight. You want to give some shout-outs to any sponsors, any Twitters, anything, please feel free and run at it.
Hell yeah. We want to definitely follow us on Twitter at TommyDSC, at the Protege. And at DSCKW. And then big shout out to Wide Acre Roundtable, Training Mask. I got DJ to thank everybody. So, yeah, and Skippy, is this you right here?
Yes, sir.
Man, good looking out on those shirts too. And then we got our good friends Hope and Jesse out here. They want to say what's up real quick.
Go for it.
Hello.
Hey, are you Hope?
I'm Jesse. What's up?
Okay, Jesse. Welcome to Rogue MMA Hour, man. You want to give some shout-outs to some family back home?
Let's see. I want to shout out to my mom. She's at home watching. She saw us on weigh-ins, and then all the people here. And if you don't know this already, me and DJ are getting married in Vegas. He just doesn't know it yet.
Hold on, wait. Bubba Bassett marriage? What happened to DJ Linderman? He can't be fighting in Vegas
coming,
no more.
I'm coming home, Mrs. Linderman. He just doesn't know.
That's breaking news for the whole MMA world out there. After his wedding, he's getting married.
Oh, yeah. And you guys can follow me on Twitter. It's at J_SlatePen.
Well,
and then...
Go ahead.
All right, here's hope.
Okay.
Hi. Oh.
Hey, welcome to Rogue MMA. You know, I understand you're a big supporter of DJ, so we want to give you some time, get some shout-outs and some love to the family back home.
Yeah. I was the first DST girl, so, ever. I'm the corner man's wife.
So, how is it traveling down to Vegas for this big event?
I'm sorry, what?
How's it been going down to Vegas? Yeah.
It's been great. We're about to go out.
Well, we're going to let you guys enjoy the rest of your night. We wish DJ the best of luck tomorrow. We're proud that he's wearing our logo, and you know, we're proud to be sponsoring him.
Hey, what's up, Skippy?
Oh, not much, man. Sounds like you guys are ready to start your night.
Yeah, I totally do. We're going to go out and have some fun, man. But, hey, good looking out, man. I was punching us through this connection, dude. And stay in touch, dude. I'll get you guys some flicks, too, after the fight and shit. And, you know, are we going to do anything afterwards?
Yeah, we'll set up something for afterwards. No problems.
Okay, cool. Right on, man. Well, just stay in touch with me.
You got it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Good night.
Right on, lady, guys.
Bye.
Okay, guys. Everybody out there, World Series of Fighting, NBC Sports. Go to their Facebook page. They have a live link there. This is a kick-ass card. It's World Series of Fighting 1. Like you said earlier, the main card is Andre Arlovsky versus Devin Cole. The co-main is Anthony Rumble Johnson versus DJ Linderman, and the card is stacked from there on. You guys don't want to miss this. I love the fact that he pulled out the Gerald Harris, Josh Berkman fight because I believe Gerald Harris is going to win that fight. So I think your fans should be watching that fight.
Yeah, I think Gerald will tap that guy out in maybe early in the second round, Skippy. That's my prediction on that one.
I agree on a submission. I just think it might be in the third, just because Josh does have a bit of a way to survive. He's got a solid game. I think that Gerald's going to work him until he makes a mistake, and then that's it. Another fight on there that I'm really interested in is the Jay-Z versus TJ O'Brien fight. TJ O'Brien's got an impressive record with some decent, solid wins behind him, and this is really a big test for him, and it's a test for Jay-Z. You know, to see if he really needs to be back at that upper echelon.
Oh, that's for sure, man. It's definitely going to be interesting to see how that fight plays out. Another good fight on that card. I think I'm really interested to see how Miguel bounces back from that KO loss he had against McDonald.
Oh, yeah, And I believe Marlon does have some power in his hand, so this could be an interesting fight. I think this could be a decision fight as well.
What are you curious to see about Tyrone in his fights, Skippy? What are the things that you're looking for in that? I mean, obviously, you and I both know, and probably a majority of our listeners at this point know, the background that he comes from in K-1. What kind of things are you looking to see out of him tomorrow to see if he's making the right steps towards the transition?
I'm looking to see his defensive game for being taken down. His sprawls, his ability to get those hooks in and push the head down and stop those. I got a feeling that a lot of people out there are going to be super surprised, because I've said this before to you and other people in my daily life, that anybody who thinks that Tyrone has not been brought to camps for the last 2-3 years around the world to help ground guys become solid strikers, and he didn't pick up some ground game along the way, it's just natural. He's a gym rat. You know, you take a guy like that and you take him to some of the best ground schools in the world, and they're like, hey, can you work on our striking? You don't think in the downtime that he's learning the basis of some great BJJ and some great grappling for some of the world's best? I got a feeling he's going to surprise everybody with his ground game tomorrow, though I do feel he's going to try to keep it standing because that's where his bread and butter is.
No, I definitely agree there, and I think I think I'm curious to see how his ground game is, but I'm more curious to see if it even gets that far.
Yeah, I don't think that if he's got a basic stall to keep this guy from taking him, Travis from taking Tyrone down, Tyrone's going to make a quick night of things.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely see that. Sounds like Sergio Pettis just won a decision against Jimmy Jones. So I guess his streak of KOs is over.
Yeah, but the question is, does he now advance from a RFA to something like a World Series of Fighting or a Bellator or MSC? Where does he go next? Do you see him going straight to the UFC?
No, I think he's got a 3-fight deal at RFA, and I don't think RFA's, they were traditionally have been cards in the Nebraska area, but now they did this card out in Vegas tonight, and I think you're going to see them start to do more of a traveling show and try to fill in that gap between, the Bellator level and that local regional circuit, more like a World Series will probably be. They'll be along that type of the lines of an organization. I kind of get the feeling that's what Ed Soares is looking to do with that organization. They've got the TV deal now with Axis, which is exactly, like NFC. That's kind of what I'm expecting out of them.
I just got a message from our boys in Canada, I believe it. AFC 12, is that tonight correct? Let's see, it says Fight 7, Jason Soares versus Richard Serpis. Soares wins via rear naked choke at round 1.
Well, that's awesome.
Oh, he's just asking me to post that shit.
Dumbass.
Oh, I didn't read the whole thing. I was like, hey, breaking news.
Hold on, how did he win? Did you say rear naked choke?
Yep.
Oh, motherfucker. God, these
shit.
Guys are really pissing me off, man. I picked KO by this guy. Why is he doing a submission?
Maybe homeboy was playing turkey neck a little bit and got caught.
Man, I hate it when they, what round was it in?
The first.
Oh, man, that even pisses me off more. I had first round KO. God dang these guys. Work with me, fighters. Work with me here, man. I'm here for you guys. I need you to be here for me.
Yeah, and for everybody out there, you can go to madhouse.com and get live results right now for Fight Time 12 out of Florida. Also for AFC 12 out of Canada. Excuse me. Tomorrow you're going to find us. Tonight you're going to find us doing results for Ultimate Reno Combat. You're also going to find us tomorrow doing results for FAMA 5 out of Vancouver, Washington. I believe we're also going to be doing AFC 13. You can find us, Elite 1 MMA Payback. You can find all those results on madhouse.com, and I believe there'll be more events coming, including the World Series of Fighting and RFA, which we've been talking about. You can go up to Madhouse right now and get results, I believe.
Yeah, I think we got our boy Chris Gregory in the house right there tonight.
Yes, and I just got okay for Spencer's going to be at Cage Fury 20 for NAAFS. We got a guy going to Legacy 14 in like 10 days. Let's see. Oh, we got Charlie the Madman Gathers. He's fighting at Complete Devastation 7 November 10th against Tyler Saltzman in the main card. What else do we got going on in the next few days?
Kind of a slow weekend, I think.
It does. I know overseas there were some great events going on than here, obviously. The Super Fight League was this morning.
Did you get a chance to watch that? This new day job, man, is really cutting into my overseas MMA viewing right now.
No, Muhammad sent me a link to one of the fights today, a guy he had beaten who's fighting on SFL. It's the guy he beat right before he won his 155 title. And he's like, is there any way you can get FSL to let me fight him again? I could kick his ass quicker. that's great shit right there, buddy. It's not I can beat him again. It's like I can kick his ass quicker. I was like, okay, that's a great response.
And who's he wanting to fight again? Hold on, Abbas?
Muhammad is wanting to fight Haimian. Hold on, I'll tell you his name right now. His name is. Okay, let's see.
Oh, Haytham?
Haytham.
Yeah.
Haytham. He fought against, he told me too. Haytham fought against Muhammad Abadi Al-Hamid, and he wants to step in there and fight him again because he says he can kick his ass quicker, so. I told him I'd see what I could do to help him out on that situation. But I'd actually like to see Muhammad stretch his wings and maybe get outside of North Africa and the Middle East, maybe take some fights in either Europe or maybe even ESC Africa. You know, I'd like to see him continually to stretch because it's getting to the point now where organizations know that he's whipping people, so they're not bringing him on. And he's getting frustrated, so I'd like to see him maybe get outside of his region and start to test himself where people don't really know who he is, and he's going to have to kind of work at it again.
Yeah, dude, I think that a lot of these guys over there on that half of the planet really need to be considering organizations like Volk MMA, and I can't remember. I know it's VOK. I can't remember what the initials stand for. Or Cage Warriors. I mean, there's some really good organizations in Europe where you can test yourself and see where you stand at in comparison to people from other aspects of the planet before you try to maybe dive headfirst into the fight game in the States.
Yeah, that's why I think it'd be nice to, see Muhammad maybe, go over to an ESC or a KSW kind of setup, maybe even Dare, Dare's running a lot of the lower weight classes right now, and I'd like to see him over there. You know, for all those fans out there, Dare 5 came out, episode 5 of the most dangerous game show in the world. You guys got to check this stuff out. Lepaki, I'm actually working to have John Nutt on. Me and you need to figure out a day we want to do it. He is the host of that show, and I don't know how many of the episodes you got to see, but I love that guy. His commentating, and like today is the beginning of the show where they're getting all shit-faced. I love it. It's hilarious. And the commentating's funny.
It reminds me of our guys up there in Minnesota, man.
Very much, yes. Very much, Driller.
But at least John doesn't get in trouble. And unfortunately, our buddies there in Minnesota, they always got in trouble for that. Even though I found it hilarious. Apparently, some of America doesn't share my sense of humor, Skippy. I don't really quite understand why they don't.
I thought it was one of the best streams I've seen in some time.
Yeah, I mean, especially since it was a local regional show. I don't know, man. I was rolling on the ground, dude.
Yeah, I thought it was great. The fights were great and exciting. The commentating was hilarious. That's one of the things I really like about Darren is, I know last year they did the whole $1 million tournament and they started that and they've had some great fights, but this like weekly one fight show is perfect, man, to open fans up to a new region of MMA in another spot because the production value on it is second to none. I say it's better than the UFC's production values. I love it. The way they have the guys walk in through the crowd off that stage, the commentating about, this guy, his name, and, Machu Picchu means fist of fire on your balls, and just whatever they say, they always go crazy. Like today, he's like, he's known for bitch slapping your mom, Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
Dude, yeah, dude, those guys crack me up, dude. I mean, and we're getting into that part of the year where they're going to start to be a lot of shows over in Asia because they love doing those end-of-the-year shows.
Yeah, and once again, fans need to really open their eyes and see what's going on over there. There's so many. Ruff is, I believe, this weekend as well,
Yeah, Ruff, it starts here in, maybe 6 hours. I don't know. See, and then my sister's flying in from New York tonight. She's trying to cut in on my international MMA watching too. I just don't understand why people are trying to hate on me watching the fights right now, man.
Yeah, rough starts in 4 hours, bro.
And I mean, I got a day job now. What the hell am I thinking, bro?
Dude, Ninja FC's this weekend. There's some good fights on that card as well. There's a couple of ladies going to war on there that I'm looking forward to seeing personally. Shit, I just drew a blank.
They got some bangers up in Washington. You got Rumble on the Ridge 26 tomorrow night. You got Axe Fighting 40 tomorrow night. Both of those cards are going to be really awesome. I'll give you the ticket information here if you listeners can just bite it for a second. Axe Fighting will be in Lynnwood tomorrow night at the Edmonds Community College. It doesn't say where you can get tickets at. You can go to their official website, axefc.com, I believe. Oh, no, axefighting.com, you know, since I don't obviously know what I'm talking about. And then for Rumble on the Ridge, that's a COGA event. You can also watch that on a stream if you can't make it to the Snoqualmie Casino. You'll be able to get the tickets at Snoqualmie Casino, 45 GA, 65 VIP, 110 ringside. It is a 21 and over show, though, folks. So if you're not 21, don't waste your time or the door people's time trying to get in. Just sit at home, watch it on FightFlix.com, and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, and for those people down in Houston, don't forget EAC4 is kicking off this weekend down there. You're going to be able to go to the Texas Tornado Training Facility. They got about a 10-fight fight card stacked. It's an all-amateur card, guys. You should get out there and support that if you're local. It's going to be at 8835 Wheat Cross Drive in Houston, Texas. It's $25 to get in. It's all GA. It's going to be a great event. You guys should get out there and check it out, man. Big shout-out to CDM Promotions, man. They're doing big things down there.
Yeah, man. I mean, it really seems like, you know, we're starting to get a lot of good organizations pop up. We're starting to lose the bad organizations that have been popping up. You know, I mean, people are starting to take notice. And as long as we have these small organizations like this, man, you know, MMA is in a really good spot to keep growing and keep building. And, you know, the listeners need to remember to, you know, get out there and support local MMA. It's you know, it's what feeds everything else. And without supporting that, you won't have anything else, you know. Tell them, Skippy. Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah. And you guys got to get out there and support not only the fighters and the vets, but the sponsors that support these fighters, especially the ones out there supporting amateurs and beginning pros. These guys that fight every weekend and these ladies that fight every weekend for us fans, we need to show our love in return, man. Go out there and spend that $25, man. Two tickets, man. Go out and watch 10 fights. Enjoy your night. Go get some dinner with your buddies and some beers afterwards. You know, go out and support local MMA because it's out it. We don't have the legacies. We don't have the World Series of Fighting. We don't have the Tachi Palaces that feed the Bellators and the Zuffa machine. You know, we need to support the grassroots effort, basically. You need to get out there and go to your local events, man. Take one pay-per-view away each year from Zuffa and spend it on local MMA, man. And you guys will be so happy. I know in the last few fights that we've been to, we've had friends who've gone who've never seen it live. They're hooked. They love it. So you guys get out there and support it. It's way better live. And you never know. You go to that local – dude, my thing is you go to that local amateur show, Lepaki, you might catch that fight like those people who went and saw Mayhem Miller versus Chael Sonnen back in the day. Or Lyoto Machida versus, you know, Stephen Bonner. That, you know, these were local events, folks. These fights, you go back and you look at some of them. Who we were talking to the other night?
Well, tonight we've talked to a lot of people this week, man.
No,
you're talking about last night when we talked to Kendall and John Alessio, who fought Ryan Healy at that. What the hell card did he fight Healy on? Was that a score fighting card?
Yes, a score. I was thinking of the Pat Miletich fight against Kendall.
No, against Alessio.
Alessio, you know, that was a local, you know, event really back in the day, those fights coming up to that, you know. And then you see Alessio go from a local card to this main event. Now, all those people who saw him fight on that previous card knew. They're like, oh, man, we saw that guy. He's badass. He's fighting for a title at the UFC level. That's why you got to get out and support him, man. You never know when you're going to see a Dustin Duffy, you know, or John Guns Gunderson come out of a small town in Central Oregon to dominate and to have a great name and a career. I mean, you got to get out there, folks, to support local MMA.
And everybody needs to get out and support my little buddy and Skippy's little buddy, Sam, the Sea Monster Sealander right now, wishing you a quick recovery, bro. You know, Madhouse, we're here for you. We're not going anywhere. Don't sweat it. You need anything, let us know.
Yeah, I agree. Big shout out to Sam Sealander. Hope you get better, brother, quick. I wish the best for you in your recovery. And, Abaki, I'd like to thank Madhouse Productions for letting us put this show on. We're going to call it a night.
Yeah, it sounds good, man. Definitely a big shout-out to Carl the Madman. I think that's what he's going by this week. I think last week it was Carl the Psycho. The week before that it was Carl the I don't know what. But I think he's settled in on Madman this time.
Carl Daddy's Daycare.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm getting ready to watch me some Ultimate Reno Combat.
I'm getting ready to eat me some dinner since I've been up since 6 o'clock. I haven't ate yet today. And then I'm going to probably tune into some Ultimate Reno Combat myself.
Well, it's up and ready, and I will see you guys later. Everybody, thanks for joining Rogue MMA.
Peace.
Eagle!
Eagle!